Now, what about the chemotherapy trials at B30? That's completed accrual, right?
Correct.
Can you talk a little bit about the B30 trial and sort of where that fits in with these other trials?
Well, the B30 trial, again, is all node-positive patients and compares AC followed by Taxotere, given similarly to the way it was given in the B27 trial, to TAC, or a regimen similar to TAC, or AT with the cyclophosphamide eliminated. I think the major difference between that trial and the B38 trial is that the TAC was given 4 cycles, so it's not exactly the same as the BCIRG trial where it was TAC times 6. So it could be criticized on that basis, but those results are not yet available, but they should be fairly soon.
And I'm guessing that you're assuming that the TAC's going to be a better regimen coming out of that?
I don't think that's necessarily so.
Because you kind of leapfrogged over that. You sort of dropped the AC docetaxel behind.
Well, I think we did that because we knew what the results of our trial were. And I don't think that means that AC sequential docetaxel is not an equivalent regimen to other AC or anthracycline taxane sequential regimens. But we certainly had evidence from looking at the B27 data that it wasn't an incremental jump, and it would be hard to support in an adjuvant trial. We had 2 regimens that had been proven to be better than their non-taxane-containing versions, and so we chose to compare those two. But I don't think it means we jumped past it. We still want to see those results. I think it'll be interesting. If they come out equivalent, then people will still have a concern, of course, about the TAC times 4 and whether, you know, AC followed by docetaxel for 8 cycles would really be the equivalent of TAC times 6. It seems unlikely to me that if it's equivalent to TAC times 4, that it's going to be much worse than TAC times 6, but I'm sure people will point that out, whatever the results turn out to be.